Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. We appreciate your time. I wanted to read out of Philippians chapter 2 today, beginning in verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. As Paul wrote this epistle from prison, he was writing on the subject of joy. And he stresses that joy, true joy, comes from having a selfless mind, doing things with the wrong motives of strife and self-promotion is a thing we should never do. Instead, he says, having joy necessitates humility and a high regard for others. In fact, having a higher regard for others than you do for yourself. You see, the joyous Christian doesn't just focus on his needs, but he also focuses on the needs of others. That selfless mind, by the way, is something that is rare nowadays. It is something that not many people have. No wonder few people have joy anymore. No wonder few Christians have joy. Selfishness drives people to actions that are centered on their own personal benefit. You know, I would think we would ask ourselves the question today, are we guilty of this? How often do we speak to people only about our own problems without even considering theirs? Do we even ask them how they're doing? Or are we so dialed in on what we need? Are we looking for ways to be a blessing? You know, Paul wasn't teaching Christians to ignore their own problems, but he was insisting that they also look at others' problems too. You know, to esteem, this verse says, to esteem is to value or highly regard. You should value others higher than you regard yourself. Pay for someone else's meal. Give a birthday gift. Send an encouraging text. Fix a meal. Make an unsolicited kind gesture. Extend maybe a random act of benevolence. Give expecting nothing back. Watch and listen to indications from people about their needs and do so while being sensitive to them. Be selfless. You'll be amazed at how much joy you will get when you and I quit thinking about ourselves all the time and start being others-minded. Now, I assure you that this will not happen accidentally, and it definitely will not happen automatically. You have to do it on purpose. You have to look. Remember what he says. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So the verse says, look on the things of others. It has to be a choice. Let's make that choice today. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.